How Quest Sought the Truth. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, very long, long ago, there lived an old man in a glade in the midst of an ancient forest. His name was Whiting, and he lived there with his three grandsons. Now, this old man was all alone in the world save for these three grandsons, and he had been father and mother to them from the time when they were quite little. But now they were full-grown lads, so tall that they came up to their grandfather's shoulder, and even taller. Their names were Bluster, Careful, and Quest. Now, one spring morning, old Whiting got up early before the sun had risen, and he called his three grandsons. "Oh, right, come here, listen." He told them to go into the wood where they had gathered honey last year to see how the little bees had come through the winter, and whether they had waked up yet from their winter sleep. So Careful, Bluster, and Quest got up, dressed, and went out. It was a good way to the place where the bees lived. Now, all three brothers knew every pathway in the woods, and so they strode cheerily and boldly along through the great forest. All the same, it was somewhat dark and eerie under the trees, for the sun was not yet up, and neither bird nor beast stirring. Well, presently, the lads began to feel a little scared in that great silence. Because, you see, just at dawn, before sunrise, there's stories about the wicked Rampaguso, the king of the forest goblins. And they say that he loves to range the forest, gliding softly from tree to tree in the gloom at this hour. Oh. So the brothers started to ask one another about all the wonderful things there might be in the world. But as not one of them had ever been outside the forest, none could tell the others anything about the world. And so they only became more and more depressed. Well, at last, to keep up their courage a bit, they began to sing and call upon all Rosy to bring out the sun. Little Lord, all rosy bright, bring golden sun to give us light. Show thyself all rosy bright, lura-la, lura-la-lay. Singing at the top of their voices, the lads walked through the woods toward a spot from where they could see a second range of mountains. Well, as they neared the spot, well, they saw a light above those mountains, brighter than they had ever seen before, and it fluttered like a golden banner. "What's that light over there?" "I've no idea. It can't be the sun. Not fluttering like that." The lads were dumbfounded with amazement, when all of a sudden, the lights vanished from off the mountain. Where did it go? And reappeared above a great rock near at hand. It's right over there. Then, still nearer, above an old lime tree. And at last, it shone like burnished gold right in front of them.